praise the Lord, and Happy New Year. My goodness. Here we are with yet another issue of the Faithline program coming to you directly from two stories down under the satellite dish, trying to arrange all my papers here. But I'm with it now. I've got Hezekiah Bolton at the big board out there. I've got Sister Renee right across the table from me. And I've got Sister Tina fielding your calls at 1-800-845-2162. If you've got some problems, listen, this is a brand new year. I heard somebody today, I didn't. And I'll just leave that alone because I understand he's going to say it later on. But one of our gang heard somebody say that they just hated 2009. And they have a couple of comments about that. Let's see. We've been hearing from people. There's Karen. She says, I love rain and snow. There's Tanya. Hi, Tanya. She needs prayer for Dick Gray. We need a cancer miracle. We'll be praying, dear. And let's see who else is on there. A lot of texts come in before the program starts. Well, we'll just leave it with those. There's David, Big Wave Dave. I haven't heard from him. He's been conspicuous by his absence. I don't know what's going on there. A lot of troubles with sick people in his family, and he's working double time and overtime, trying to make enough money to make ends meet. So we'll just say hello, Dave. How are you doing? A lot of people ask about that Big Wave Dave. I have a question for you tonight, as I always do. If you answer the question correctly, then we'll give you a gift. And the question tonight is a simple one. If you're a listener, the question is a simple one, very simple one. What does Brother Floyd always carry in his pocket? What does Brother Floyd always carry in his pocket? Now, if you call 1-800-845-2162 with the correct answer, we'll give you a gift. And every week, we try and encourage you to help us stay on the air and to do the charity work that we're doing. You know, we're going to keep talking about Christmas throughout the year because it's a season of love. And people, well, their love comes out when it's Christmas time. So we're going to celebrate Christmas all year long. And you know how we're going to let people know that we're doing it? Get a little blue Christmas ornament. Hang one in the front window of your home and hang one from the rear view mirror in your car. Then pretty soon we'll have a whole bunch of those all over the country. And when people see them, they'll know that you're a Faithline listener and that you believe in the love of Christmas. That's a little blue ornament. I found some, I think, at the dollar store. And they have a bell in them, too, so that's pretty nice. But here's the offer for tonight. And remember, this is tax-deductible. And you get these things for just sending in a donation. You're helping God's work. You're getting some goods, our love gift to you. And it's tax-deductible. What more can you want? For $50, I'll send you the greatest mystery in history. That's a CD telling you how to get what you want on this planet. So many people want one thing and end up with another. This will tell you how to get what you want to be, do, and have while you're alive here in this world. The greatest mystery in history. Also, I'll send you a CD full of the frogs, our frogs here in the grotto. Well, let's see if I'll take you over there and let you listen to them. I'll do that after I give you the last one. And then because there's so much fear in the world today, I'll send you Fear No Evil. So you get the greatest mystery in history, you get the frogs, and you get Fear No Evil. Just call 1-800-845-2162 and donate $50 to help us do our thing. And we'll send that to you all deductible. Well, if you only have $25, what will I send you? I'll send you Surviving in America Today and a Pocket Heart. I rate my weeks by how many pocket hearts I give away. You know, I'm talking about when I'm out and about in the town, walking around, shopping. I only give them to very nice people. Last week was a two-heart week. The week before was a zero-heart week. Isn't that terrible? But I just didn't run across anybody that was very nice. They were all in pre-Christmas, I don't know what you'd call it. They just go into a frenzy. So we're going to calm them down tonight. All right, let's see. What else do I need to tell you? I guess that's about it. You've got the question. No, I need to tell you how to get a hold of me. I've given you 1-800-845-2162. That's down here in the grotto. And if you want to call my little phone and text me, that's 503-539-3012. 503-539-3012. I don't know. I keep getting from that one soul. I get text, but when I answer, then they tell me they can't get them because of some kind of Wi-Fi. I don't know. It's very strange. Hi, Dave. Dave is out there listening and praying, also still in the battle for his marriage. Pray for his marriage. That's Dave. Write some of these people down in your prayer journal. If you don't have a prayer journal, call me and we'll send you one. Let's see. This little lady says, thank you, you give me hope. Oh, isn't that wonderful to hear? Because that's why we're here. We're here to bring you the love and hope of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let me read you something on a more serious note. My Bible says in 1 Peter, for this cause was the gospel preached, also to them that are dead, that they might be judged according to men in the flesh, but live according to God in the Spirit. But the end of all things is at hand. Did you hear that? But the end of all things is at hand. Be ye therefore sober and watch unto prayer. And above all things have fervent love among yourselves, for love shall cover the multitude of sins. You know, God said it all in His Word, didn't He? Didn't He? He tells us how we're supposed to be and how we're supposed to act. He promises us blessings if we just do His will. We can't forget about Him until we're in trouble and then go call. Oh, we can, and many do. But God reads your heart, and He reads my heart. He knows if our intentions are in alignment with Him. He knows what we're really thinking. And if we truly love God, you know, like, let me say this to you. If you truly love your parents here on this planet, you communicate with them, you get in touch with them, you want to talk with them, right? But you don't run away and ignore them while you're having fun, and then when you're in trouble, run home and ask for money. Well, some do. Many do. But it doesn't always work, does it? You've got to be faithful, is what I'm saying. We have to praise God during the good times and give Him a tenth of what we earn. Let Him know that we're walking the path with Him. following our Jesus all the way into the everlasting. Not just coming to him like we had a genie in a bottle and asking for help when we're in trouble. And so many do. Some ignore their parents. Some ignore God. Some ignore everyone until they need them. Let's make a resolution right now. This is a new year, 2010. I am convinced that this is going to be a good year for many of you. It's going to be a blessed year for you if you follow God, if you follow the Spirit and not the flesh. All right, Ralph, you play your tuba, and the rest of you jump in and help me as you feel the Spirit, okay?
Give me glory.
give me. He's going to give me praise and glory. If I go with him, with him all the way.
Where he leads me, I will follow.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Where he leads me, I will follow. Where he
to know and love is changing, isn't it? The morals are changing, the mores are changing. We hardly recognize this country anymore. It's difficult for a Christian to survive. Well, I have your answer right here. A sermon called How to Survive the Changes in America. You can order yours right now. The price? Well, it's a donation of $6.95 plus postage. Call right now and order your copy of How to Survive the Changes in America. 1-800-845-2162. Learn how to get along with all of these changes and remain a Christian. Yes, dear one. We know that God is going to pull this great country of ours out of this financial crisis that we find ourselves in. But right now, the ministries in this country are suffering. Donations are down. In the case of your Faithline, they're down by over 50%. But our bills go on. We have to pay for airtime, and oh, it's expensive. We have to pay for specialized phone lines and for satellite time and printing costs, and I could just go on and on, but the bill never stops. And we have no large organization behind us. We have just you, our wonderful listeners. Won't you go over to the phone right now and pledge to help each and every month to keep us on the air? Oh, I want to stay on the air. 1-800-845-2162. Just tell us what you can do as the Spirit leads. The address of the Faith Line is the Faith Line, Post Office Box 471, Welch's, Oregon 97067. And when you write, send me your prayer requests and please send a photo. I like to look at a picture of you as I pray for your requests. That's Post Office Box 471, Welch's, Oregon 97067. All right, get over there to that phone and give me a call. The number, 1-800-845-2162, or text me at 503-539-3012. You can use that text 24 hours a day. Now let's return to the Love Grotto.
All is love.
Welcome back to the
this all is love. He's smiling down on us from up above. He gives us all his love.
Coming to you directly from the Love Grotto, two stories down under the satellite.
He hears the baby. He's the old folks dying. He gives us all his love.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Now if you need someone to talk to, you can always talk to him. And if you need someone to lean on, you can lean on him. He gives us all his love. He gives us all his love. He's smiling down on us from up above. He gives us all his love. He's smiling down on us. Love above, he gives us all his love.
Oh, I love that song, don't you? You welcome back to the Faithline program, coming to you directly from two stories down onto the satellite dish, right here in the Love Grotto. And Mother, I just thank you for helping me sing. Well, all of you did. On that beautiful song, I wasn't doing too well, but all of you did wonderfully well.
Well, thank you, dear. I noticed you have just a little bit of a laryngitis.
Hey, so do I.
Well, I've got just a little tinge of it myself.
What is laryngitis?
Well, Floyd, Mother will talk to you about it in a little while. It's funny how that goes, and if I get laryngitis, they all seem to get it, Hezekiah. It's very strange.
Well, can I ask a question, Victoria?
Not right now. Wait until we have a break here, and then you can talk amongst yourselves, Mother. We have a lot of people out there that are texting. I hope you text me at 503-539-3012. And by the way, if you're on a landline and you call that number and you let it ring through, that's my prayer line. Leave your prayer request. I guarantee you that I will pray for you. Now, if you're one of those that tweets on Twitter, if you're one of those tweeple, I'm on there. And, let's see. Well, I guess then, Mitchell, your mother probably did. But I sent him to the same place that you're sending me from. So I don't know. It's a mystery. But not the greatest mystery in history. But that's part of our offer here tonight. Let me give you that again. I'm really proud of that disc. I can tell you the history of it. When I was, let me see, about 22 years old, I met a man. His name was Roy Russell. And he and I got along real well. He must have been, probably 40, 45 in those days. But he was a cartoonist. He did all manner of things. He built a tamped earth home. And he was my boss for a while. And we got along, so we visited back and forth. And one day he said, Jacob, how would you like to just have whatever you want in the world during your life? And I said, well, of course, who wouldn't? And he said, well, I'm going to give you the secret, but there's two things that you have to do. You have to promise to do it. And the other thing is, when you get old, you got to promise to make sure other people get it. So I've utilized what he told me all my life. I have got everything I ever wanted, except two things. I wanted a sister, and I didn't get one. But I've got several of them out there now that are sisters in the Lord. And I wanted to go to New Guinea. Don't ask me why, but I wanted to go there. And I never made it. Every time I tell people that, they say, well, you can still go. And I don't think they make a walker treadmill over there, so, you know, for me. So I'm not going to do that. But tonight I'm offering you that secret. It's called, I call it the greatest mystery in history, because nobody ever does it. If I gave this away to 100,000 people, about 20 of them would do it, and the rest of them would not. But the greatest mystery in history. I'll send you a CD of our frogs. I've got to take you over there and let you listen to them. And I'll send you a CD that is titled Fear No Evil. People are afraid of evil right now. All for a $50 donation. Call 1-800-845-2162. It's deductible. And those are, you're not buying these things. These are love gifts to you for helping us stay on the air and do our work. 1-800-845-2162.
Well, if you're like me, you're old and sick, and you're anticipating going up with Jesus, sing this one with me, will you? Come on, we ought to be happy. Well, you found it. You are tuned to the Faith Line program, coming to you from two stories down under the satellite dish, right here in the Love Grotto. And this is Brother Jacob. I'm going to be right here with you until 3 a.m.
I have had my fun. If I never get well no more. See, my health is failing me.
Yeah.
And I am going down slow.
I'm going up though with Jesus. Hallelujah.
Somebody write my mother. Tell her to stay behind me.
Please write my mother.
Tell her to say for me. Tell her to pray for me. And forgive me for all of my sin.
Jesus has.
On the next train south.
On the next train south.
I look for my clothes home. On the next train south. You can look for my clothes home. And if you don't see my body, all you can do is moan.
I'm probably gone.
If you see my body, so tell him don't always know.
Don't cry for me.
If you see my body, tell him don't
wait, no tears on me.
Because I've lived so fast and reckless, I think I've shortened my year. Look out, baby.
Watch out, baby. I'm going up when he comes. My body going down slow. But when he comes, dancing? I mean, you know, in your mind.
We
when we produce a new resource for the Faith Line, we give away several of them to find out what the reaction is going to be. This one has caused a furor. Why, that sounds just like my life. That sounds just like me. I remember that. This is a CD of my testimony. How not only did I resist God, but I ran from Him. How I felt like an outsider in the world. I call the testimony, the CD, A Little Bird Told Me. And if you'd like to get this one, it's only $9.95 plus $1.50 for postage. A Little Bird Told Me. You will not regret getting it. A Little Bird Told Me, $9.95 plus $1.50 per postage. Call 1-800-845-2162 and order your copy right now. Or write to the Faith Line, Post Office Box 471, Welch's, Oregon 97067, and simply say, I want the little bird, and we'll do the rest.
Yes, dear one. We know that God is going to pull this great country of ours out of this financial crisis that we find ourselves in. But right now, the ministries in this country are suffering. Donations are down. In the case of your Faith Line, they're down by over 50%. But our bills go on. We have to pay for airtime, and oh, it's expensive. We have to pay for specialized phone lines and for satellite time and printing costs, and I could just go on and on, but the bill never stops. And we have no large organization behind us. We have just you, our wonderful listeners. Won't you go over to the phone right now and pledge to help each and every month to keep us on the air? Oh, I want to stay on the air. 1-800-845-2162. Just tell us what you can do as the Spirit leads.
The address of the Faith Line is the Faith Line, Post Office Box 471, Welch's, Oregon 97067. And when you write, send me your prayer requests, and please send a photo. I like to look at a picture of you as I pray for your requests. That's Post Office Box 471, Welch's, Oregon 97067. Be sure to tune in the Faith Line each and every Saturday night, Sunday morning, right here on your dial. We're down here, two stories down under the satellite dish in the Love Grotto, just waiting to pray for you. The time that you were free, give me a call at 1-800-845-2162 or text me at 503-539-3012. I'll answer you. Now come back with me to the Love Grotto, where love rules. Welcome back. You are listening to the Faith Line program, bringing you the love and hope of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Oh, that's so
you join us in the spirit of Christmas, please? Won't you do that? Help us to help the needy. Help us to help those out there hurting tonight.
Well, praise God, and we are back with you. We welcome you back. Here's Robert. He's out in Clackamas. He says he's running for president. Good luck, Robert. We're just delighted that somebody's going to do something. And here's Brother Jordan. He says, wants to say hi, loves us, and was thinking about us. Well, God bless you, Jordan. I'm getting a lot of love tonight. I like that. Well, to tell the truth, I love it. Here's my light in the night, Dave. He said he had a wonderful time for Christmas. And how was our Christmas? Well, it's still going on. It's still going on. If you've got some kind of a little, sound maker that plays a little tune, a Christmas tune, send me the gizmo or send me a recording. Because Christmas is not going to stop. I told you, we're going to organize a club. And if you want to be a member, it's simple. You don't have to do anything except tell me you're doing it. And hang a blue Christmas ornament from the rearview mirror of your car and in the front window of your house. Let people know. Let's see how big we can grow. You know, we could maybe elect that guy president if we got big enough. Okay, Ronald, a prayer for me and my family for a good new year. It's going to be this, you know, it's going to be a year just like last year, except we're going to be there, and it's going to be whatever we make out of it. I don't know how to tell people that. I just don't. When people say it's a terrible year, I don't know what to say to them. It's a year that God made, isn't it? Well, so many people are saying that they hated 2009. Well, every moment is a gift from God, isn't that right? I mean, I didn't understand that. See how smart you are, Floyd. You're smarter than 90% of them. I heard somebody the other day, on the second day of the year, told me, I hate this year. I don't like this new year. Well, how do you know? My goodness gracious. You know, it's the only year you've got. Let's do something with it. Hello, Marilyn, down there in Hayward. I got it. I'm going to do that for you. I'll put a big star in red on this sheet of paper that I just got, Marilyn. And we'll see if we can't do that for you next week. There you go. I'm handing them to Renee so we won't lose them. Here's Big Wave Dave. He's answered the question of the night. And he says, pray I'm in a funk. Well, get up out of that funk. Reach down there and grab your socks and lift up. You know,
I don't have enough time.
Yeah, I've heard that too. But we've all got 24 hours a day. That's all we've got. Listen for a second here. You want to hear something? Look at there. You just wasted 2 seconds of your precious life listening to nothing. Come on. This is our life. What else does he say here? Praise the family health is doing better. Everything does better with prayer, Big Wave Dave. You know, when you don't get a hold of us and don't text and everything, people are always asking me, how's that Big Wave Dave? And I tell, it's terrible for me to have to say, I don't know. I let Milford say it.
I don't know. How could I know? He never talks to me. He called me Mr. Munn.
Oh, Milford. Here's Karen. And where's Karen? Washougal. She answered the question right. She gets a free gift. And her mother shut in and getting less and less care and needs prayer. And for herself, she's directionless and needs a church. Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, you know. Get into the Word. Pray. Lift your eyes up. Here's a good exercise for all of you. Lift your eyes up. First stand up, then lift your eyes up, then lift your hands up, and then shout up. Praise God. Well, I don't have much. Well, praise God for what you've got. Oh, you know, I learned it. I lost an eye. And Sammy Davis Jr., he had lost an eye. And when they came to him in the hospital room and said, "We're sorry to have to tell you that you've lost an eye," he said, "Well, thank God I've still got one." We've got to be grateful for what we have. The year of our Lord, love your attitude tonight, Brother Jacob. It's my attitude all the time there, Blake Areno. But sometimes I just keep it to myself and just talk about the program, you know. Let's see. Is she jealous of me? I don't think so. Why would she be jealous of you? My gosh, you're sad most of the time, your own self. Isn't that terrible to answer somebody like that? But I know him real well. And here's somebody says, "Hi, BJ, love you and the gang. We all love you back. There's my Jerry." I know what Jerry's going to say. Well, you better tell him hello. Well, hello from the whole gang. And especially from Mother Twilla, who just thinks wonders of you. She mentions you at least 3 times a day, Jerry. God bless you. We'll be right back after this.
Go ahead, Floyd. Boom.
No more.
the America that we all used to know and love is changing, isn't it? The morals are changing, the mores are changing. We hardly recognize this country anymore. It's difficult for a Christian to survive. Well, I have your answer right here. A sermon called How to Survive the Changes in America. You can order yours right now. The price? Well, it's a donation of $6.95 plus postage. Call right now and order your copy of How to Survive the Changes in America. 1-800-845-2162. Learn how to get along with all of these changes and remain a Christian. Your Faith Line is supported by the Morse Clinic in Southeast Portland, Oregon, where they treat the cause of your health problem and not just your symptoms, and by donations from our listeners just like you. Yes, dear one, we know that God is going to pull this great country of ours out of this financial crisis that we find ourselves in. But right now, the ministries in this country are suffering. Donations are down. In the case of your Faith Line, they're down by over 50%. But our bills go on. We have to pay for airtime, and oh, it's expensive. We have to pay for specialized phone lines and for satellite time and printing costs. And I could just go on and on, but the bill never stops. And we have no large organization behind us. We have just you, our wonderful listeners. Won't you go over to the phone right now and pledge to help each and every month to keep us on the air? Oh, I want to stay on the air. 1-800-845-2162. Just tell us what you can do as the Spirit leads. The address of the Faith Line is the Faith Line, Post Office Box 471, Welch's, Oregon, 97067. And when you write, send me your prayer requests, and please send a photo. I like to look at a picture of you as I pray for your requests. That's Post Office Box 471, Welch's, Oregon, 97067. All right, get over there to that phone and give me a call. The number, 1-800-845-2162, or text me at 503-539-3012. You can use that text 24 hours a day. Now let's return to the Love Grotto.
Get around, I get around, yeah, get around, round, round, I get around, I get around.
Welcome back to the Faith Line program, your personal light in the middle of the night. Oh, we're getting around. Well, I Twitter.
Well, so do I.
Well, I know you do, Mother. I know you do. We've got email. We answer all our texts, and right now we're streaming all over the world.
Well, yeah, we get around.
Hello, Denmark. Hello, London and Cardiff, Wales. Hello, Paul. Hello, Down Under.
Hello, Phil.
None of the guys go steady, cause it wouldn't be right to leave your best girl home.
Hello, Hong Kong. You know, I'll just have two out of column B. No, I miss you. The Faith Line, coming to you directly from True Stories Down Under the satellite dish right here in the Love Grotto until 3 a.m. Don't you touch that dial.
Get around, round, round, I get around. Get around, round, round, I get around.
Anaheim, a Azusa, Cucamonga, Oakland, Hayward. Oh, we get around. Oh, my goodness. Well, let me read you something here. I'm kind of into 1 Peter tonight. I read to you that the end of all things is at hand. But as every man hath received the gift, even so minister the same one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. I've watched people who are blessed on every side, financially, physically, mentally, just not give to others that they know on this planet. Do you know, I was about, I think, 37 years old. Already kind of getting up there, you know. And I've been influenced. I've had a lot of mentors in my life. And this man was a college president, but he was also a pastor of a church that he'd founded. And he said to me, he said, you know, most of the people, if not most, but a lot of the people on this planet are surprised every year when the taxes are due. There are more that are surprised every month when the rent comes due. It's a difficult life, he said, for some out there. And I said, well, what am I supposed to do? And he says, take care of them. Love them. Help them. And I've tried my best to do just that. Some hide their light under a bushel basket, don't they? Let's read from Matthew. It says, not so with you. Instead, whosoever wants to become great among you must be your servant. A difficult thing to learn for new ministers. And a lot of older ministers today who want to build great big buildings and wear Armani suits and have people polish their shoes and tell them how great they are. It says, not so with you. Instead, whosoever wants to become great among you must be your servant. And whosoever wants to be first must be your slave. Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. You don't believe that's in your Bible? Go over there and shake the dust off of it. Let the moths fly out. And look up Matthew 20, 26 through 28, and you'll find it right there. It's hard, isn't it? I mean, it's not hard. I'm trying to break that habit. It's difficult. It's very difficult to serve God. Because to serve God, you've got to serve other people. And you know what most people will do? In the beginning, it disrupts the thinking of a minister, because people say, thank you, and they walk on away. And there's another one behind them, thank you, and another one, thank you, and they walk away. And you say, wait a minute, I need some help. And they say, God will help you. And they walk away. And you think, come on, pastor. I know there's a lot of you pastors up there right now writing your sermon for tomorrow. You know that I'm talking the truth. Call in here and tell them that I'm talking the truth. And you, finally, in the end, you say, oh, it doesn't matter. I'm serving God. I'm walking with Jesus. I'm following the Spirit and not the flesh. Thank you. There goes another one, see? Isn't life wonderful? And this is going to be the best year yet.
Thank you.
KPDQ Radio, 93.9 FM.
People at the altar are kneeling down to pray. Some are finding mercy, forgiveness for their sins. Some are fighting battles and they're struggling to win. The time to give them to the Lord.
This is Brother Jacob. You know that Christian love that I talk about here on the Faith Line? Well, you can find it at the Morse Clinic, 15932 Southeast Division, right here in Portland, Oregon. Not only do you receive modern health care, but you will receive love and prayer. Listen now, you haven't tried everything until you have tried the Morse Clinic for your health problems. Why not call them today, 503-760-6081. That's 503-760-6081 for Christian love and health care.
You're listening to The Faith Line on 800 KPDQ Portland and 93.9 KPDQ FM Portland, a service of Salem Communications.
A mother kneels beside them, thanking God they've come. An old man is standing there in tears, giving up a part of him that he's held back for years. Hearts are being broken, lives are being changed. Those who call upon him, they will never be the same. The time has come to give in to the Lord. That's what this altar is for. That's what this altar is for. You don't have to carry those burdens anymore. There's a light in the darkness. There's a love that's
listening to the Faith Line program, and this is Brother Jacob. I'm going to be right here with you until 3 a.m. Pacific time. Don't you touch that dial. To reach me down here in the Love Grotto, dial 503-786-9390 in Portland, Oregon, or 1-800-845-2162, literally, from wherever you are out there in the kingdom of God. Need some hope? Well, your dial is set just right.
God is a good God. God is a good God.
Well, praise God. I was sitting there looking at my my text messages. You can text me at 503-539-3012. And welcome to all those stations just now joining us on the Faithline Broadcasting Network. This is Brother Jacob, and we're two stories down under the satellite dish right here in the Love Grotto. My engineer is Hezekiah Bolton at the phone lines, waiting for your call at 1-800-845-2162 is Sister Tina. That's my daughter, and my wife is out making me a cup of tea.
Well, that's my job.
I know it is, Mother, but, you know, she saw that I was out, and she decided to do that for me, and I'm very grateful. Now, here I'm trying to do one thing, and I'm doing the wrong thing. I wanted to take you over here, if you'd go with me, and I'm going to go down. My desk is a very large aquarium filled with indigenous grotto fish. And I know you can see them. They're all different colors. I have one that I talk about every week. He's orange and black and yellow and white, and he sits right up here with me. I don't know how he gets over here.
Well, I bring him over before the program. That's how he gets there. And then I have to spritz him all the time because he gets dried out.
Well, I thank you, because he's a nice little frog sitting there. But let's walk around the corner of this large desk. And over there to my right, you can see it. Well, you can just barely see it. Let's go on over there. Come with me here. Well, I'll put on this microphone around my neck. Here we go. All right, let's walk over there and let's listen to our frogs. And we'll see if they're making any noise tonight. They always do. There they are. We're getting closer. Can you hear them? Aren't they wonderful? Let me put the microphone right down near them. Aren't they something? Those are our frogs down here. And the reason that I bring them up is because I will give you a CD of those frogs, and you can fall asleep to it every night the way we do. And I'll also send you a copy of The Greatest Mystery in History on CD, and I'll send you a CD of Fear No Evil. You don't have to fear evil. All you have to do is call 1-800-845-2162. Donate $50 on your credit card or however you do it. And we will send you those as a love gift. You're not buying them. You're helping us to stay on the air. You're helping us to take care of the needy. And we're giving those things to you in appreciation. And for $25, I'll send you Surviving in the Changing America. America has changed so radically that some people are finding it difficult to survive. I'll send you a CD of a sermon that will tell you exactly how to survive. And I'll send you a little glass pocket heart that you can carry with you that will remind you every single time you see it that God loves you, and so do I. That's $25. We got to stay on the air. I have so many people that need this program, that look forward to it every week. I had one the other day text me and ask me what I was doing. He couldn't figure out what I was doing. He didn't like what I was doing. So I told him, you know, let me know where your radio program is, and I'll listen to it. And if there's anything that would help me, I will change my program. Anyway, I didn't hear from him again. There's Robert again. He says he does the festival in Welch's. Well, if I'm still here in the summer, I will come and see you, Robert. And there's Carrie. Oh, Carrie, darling. Ah, Carrie. She wants prayer to save money to go see Deal or No Deal. You know, if I were you, I'd write to those people and tell them how bad you want to come. And send them your picture. We'll all pray for you. And that guy, whoever he is, I never watch television except to watch a movie. He ought to send you a ticket. A free ticket to come down there. You ought to be a special guest. Tell him I said so. What is his name? I've forgotten his name. Oh, well. Anyway, here's Bill, and he says he needs prayer, and he just called for a newsletter. That's all right, Bill. We'll get you a newsletter. The problem with the newsletters is this. I hate to tell you this, but we're going to go cyber. We're going to go green. We're going to quit using up so much paper. Our next issue is going to go out by hard copy, and it's going to be put up on the web. And then after that, and forevermore, that'd be my blog. See? That'll be my blog, and I'll blog. You don't know how I like to write. And how I like to express my opinion.
Well, I think they understand that.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you a lot. But I'll put up a new one a couple times a month, just like we do now. See? But it's going to be, you'll be able to get it on your phone. That's where I get everything. And you'll be able to get it on your computer, or maybe you could be like my intern there who just can't seem to finish a conversation with me. Let's see what he says here. I just love this guy. I hope he's listening. He says, do I need to love everything? Yeah, we need to love everything. The problem is that some stuff is pretty hard to love. There's people that are hard to love. Mitchell, well, you know, there's a lot of people I'd like to just give away to the Alliance, the Missionary Alliance. Maybe they could go to Peru or something. But we're bound to love everybody. We're supposed to try every day to be more and more like Jesus. Now, I have a question for you guys. I think... Let's see, that's Robert. Where's my other guy? Isn't this... No, that's my other guy. Where's the one? There he is. This is Bruce. Isn't this Bruce? He calls me Bud. And he wants to know if any of the gang ever talks about him. Well, is that Bruce, that wonderful boy that used to live out in Beaverton or somewhere like that?
Well, I think it is. Yeah, he disappeared for a long time.
Well, he kind of just reappeared for a whole year and a half is what he did.
Hey, I thought he was gone, you know. I thought he'd gone to California or something.
Well, you wanted to know... Bruce, you wanted to know if they talk about... They're willing to talk about anybody. They only have one rule. They can't be present. They don't gossip about anybody if they're here. Aren't we something? And there's Janice. Thank you, Janice. Boy, there's one. I didn't see you, Lovekin. Our Lovekin, she does some wonderful things. She says, time is what we owe God, for all God has freely given to us. Praise God, we're blessed again in 2010. Amen, sister. Amen. Isn't she wonderful? And I'm sure that sister would trade bodies with most anybody out there. She hurts a lot of the time, but she just... keeps on keeping on. Keeps on working for the Lord. Keeps on praising Him. And that, you know, that's the whole secret. That's the whole secret. Did I tell you that for a $25 donation, we'll give you survival in the Changing America? And the, yeah, I did. I told you that. Okay. I'll tell you a story when we come back about an aluminum Christmas tree. I bet you never heard of that. Give me a call if you're ready. Help me here, Merle.
Once I stood in the night with my head bowed low in darkness as black as the sea, and my heart felt alone, and I cried, oh Lord, don't hide your face from me. Hold my hand all the way, every hour, every day, from here to the great unknown. Take my hand, let me stand where no one stands alone.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Like a king,
like a king,
I may live in a palace so fine, with great riches to call my own. But I don't know a thing in this whole wide world that's worse being alone. Hold my hand all the way, every hour, every day, from here to the great unknown.
Yes, dear one, we know that God is going to pull this great country of ours out of this financial crisis that we find ourselves in. But right now, the ministries in this country are suffering. Donations are down. In the case of your Faithline, they're down by over 50%. But our bills go on. We have to pay for airtime, and oh, it's expensive. We have to pay for specialized phone lines and for satellite time and printing costs, and I could just go on and on, but the bill never stops. And we have no large organization behind us. We have just you, our wonderful listeners. Won't you go over to the phone right now and pledge to help each and every month to keep us on the air? Oh, I want to stay on the air. 1-800-845-2162. Just tell us what you can do as the Spirit leads. God has designed us with a void inside of ourselves, a space that can only be filled with love. That's because God is love, you see. And some of you, well, many of us, look for love and cannot find it. We give love away, but it's not returned. We lie awake at night and wonder, where is the love that I seek? We know that something is missing. Something
is not right within ourselves. What you need, dear one, is the love of God and the love of a loving mate. I have a CD called Love, just simply Love. And if you will get it, it will give you a roadmap on how to find that love that you so anxiously seek. Call right now, 1-800-845-2162. It's only $9.95 plus $1.50 donation to help us with the postage, of course. And we'll send it to you by return mail. Just ask for love. You will not be sorry when you do. Your Faith Line is supported by the Morse Clinic in Southeast Portland, Oregon, where they treat the cause of your health problem and not just your symptoms, and by donations from our listeners just like you. The address of the Faith Line is the Faith Line, Post Office Box 471, Welch's, Oregon 97067. And when you write, send me your prayer requests, and please send a photo. I like to look at a picture of you as I pray for your requests. That's Post Office Box 471, Welch's, Oregon 97067. Go over there to that phone and give me a call. 503-786-9390 in the greater Portland, Oregon area. Or 1-800-845-2162, or text me at 503-539-3012. Now let's return to the Love Grotto. Welcome back to the Faith Line, and if this is your first time visiting us, well, just walk right in and pull up a chair and grab a little something, because we're going to be right here with you till 3 a.m. Don't you touch that dial.
I got your bacon, baby, and I got your beans. Come on around to my house.
Ain't nobody here but me.
Come on around to my house. You find sympathy. Mom's gone fishing, Bible gone too. Ain't nobody there but me and you. Come on around to my house. Ain't nobody there but me. Oh yeah. Ain't nobody there but me.
Go to it, boy. Go to it. That. Well, I like all of our music, I guess. Now, I was going to talk to you about an aluminum tree. I don't remember how old I was. I wasn't too old. I was out and about in the world, though, and in my own house. I had one of those tractomes, one of the first tractomes. Cost me a lot of money, that house. It cost me $16,095. Yeah. Yeah, $16,995, that's what it cost. Then I had to put, I think, about $300 down because I was a veteran. I got it. And anyway, let's get around to Christmas. When we got to Christmas, every year there was a new fad. I don't know if you remember that or not, but what do you remember? Let me ask Ben. Ben's out there in Deer Island. You're in Oregon, I think. Isn't he in Oregon, this guy? What do you remember from back then? Do you remember playing marbles outside instead of on the living room floor? Do you remember that? Do you remember having to come home before the streetlights came on?
You get home here before the street lights get on.
Remember that? What do you remember, Ben? Yeah. Do you remember clocks that ticked?
Oh, I'd sit there in my grandfather's living room and that clock would tick. And it put me to sleep. Well, or maybe it was my grandfather snoring. He'd lay over there on the couch with his big old brogans up over the... He'd put his legs up over the armrest, see, so that my grandmother wouldn't get angry with him. His shoes weren't touching the couch. And he'd take the daily newspaper and put it right over his face. He'd start snoring, and that old clock would be ticking. You remember that? Do you remember that, Ben? Well, I remember getting that aluminum tree. That was the fad. See, every year there was a new fad. And that year was an aluminum tree. It was like it was made out of Reynolds wraps. Do you remember that? To compensate for that, you bought this wheel. It had multicolors all around it, red and green and silver and gold. And it spun. Very slowly it spun, and it had a floodlight behind it, and you directed that color wheel up on your aluminum tree. And a little bit on the window, and so you'd sit there in your chair, and you'd watch that. It didn't have any TV, so we'd watch that wheel going around, and the tree would sparkle, and everybody'd say, oh, that's so beautiful. And the next year, where'd they go? They were gone. See, we had a new fad. I think the next year was angel hair. You remember angel hair? Spun glass. Oh, that stuff would stick in your hands. I knew people had to go to the doctor to get it out. It was spun glass. But we had to have that. And we thought we were in when we got angel hair on everything. And then my neighbor, he said, oh, you're not in. My tree's flocked. And I thought, what? 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 And he took me down to the lot, and he showed me this guy with a hose, and he was squirting all of this flocking all over the trees and charging for it. So that was the big fad that year. A long, long time ago, back when Ben can even remember it, we had those bubble lights. Do you remember that, Ben? We had bubble lights on our tree. And there were a lot of tree fires back in those days before that because we had candles. They had specialized candle holders that would fit on your tree. And we were stupid enough to light those candles. We were fortunate. It never burned our house down, but several of the people in the town did. They burned their trees down. Just like now, every year there was a new fad. I'm wondering when it's going to be a fad to have like a 6-foot screen. You know, like on my iPhone. And there'll be a Christmas tree. You can just put it anywhere you want. It'll be on a stand, see. Or you can hang it from the wall, and there'll be a tree.
Well, but it wouldn't smell like pine or anything.
Well, they sell that in spray cans. You can buy imitation artificial pine and spray it in your house now.
Well, I'm not talking about Pine Sol.
No, neither am I. If you go down to the hobby shop, you can buy that stuff that, you know, you would go psst like that. Just one little spritz of it in your room, and you'd swear that you were up in the forest. You can almost hear the water running. Yeah. The life is filled with these fads. I wonder what's going to come in this new decade. What, you know, things kind of go in 10-year cycles. Don't they? At least in my life it has. And every 10 years there's something new. Now I wonder what's going to be new this year. I hope they get a left-handed iPhone. I've got one for my right hand, but I'd like to have one. I love my phone. somebody out there saying,
"What is with this guy?"
I don't know. I say all the things that you think but won't say in public. See, that's all. I love God above anything else, and I donate my entire life to Him. What's the gift He has given me? He's given me two gifts. One, He's given me the gift of discernment, and the other, He's given me a wonderful sense of humor.
All right, boys, let's see if we can get more callers in tonight.
Well, I certainly hope so.
Take it, Floyd.
I know Jesus is on
the... Hey, I can sing this. Tell Him what you want. Jesus on that main line. Tell Him what you want.
You're a little bit off key there, right?
Hey, singing this is what I do the best.
Call Him up and
tell Him what you want.
Well, could I sing a little bit? I'd sure like to sing.
Go ahead, brother.
What you want. Right ain't never busy. Tell Him what you want. Line ain't never busy. Tell Him what you want. Just call Him up and tell Him what you want.
Hey, that's pretty good.
You are listening to the Faithline program. And it's time to go out there to the kitchen and get another cup of tea. Or, you know, go over there and get some popcorn or one of those things out of the refrigerator that you like to eat. But you come right back and don't you dare touch that dial.
Call him up. And tell Him what you want.
And when you get back, I'll be sitting right here with the boys. My hair's all combed. My shoes are all shined. My tie's on straight. My pens and pencils are all in a row. And dear one, my Bible is open. Because I want to pray for you today.
I'm getting so I like your thumb.
Well, thank you.
Well, we sound wonderful. Of course, I like everything.
Just the board for you.
Well, if you're feeling down and out, tell Him what you want. If you're feeling down and out, tell Him what you want. If you're feeling down and out, tell Him what you want.
The America that we all used to know and love is changing, isn't it? The morals are changing, the mores are changing. We hardly recognize this country anymore. It's difficult for a Christian to survive. Well, I have your answer right here. A sermon called How to Survive the Changes in America. You can order yours right now. The price? Well, it's a donation of $6.95 plus postage. Call right now and order your copy of How to Survive Changes in America, 1-800-845-2162. Learn how to get along with all of these changes and remain a Christian.
Yes, dear one. We know that God is going to pull this great country of ours out of this financial crisis that we find ourselves in.
But right now, the ministries in this country are suffering. Donations are down. In the case of your Faithline, they're down by over 50%. But our bills go on. We have to pay for airtime, and oh, it's expensive. We have to pay for specialized phone lines and for satellite time and printing costs, and I could just go on and on, but the bill never stops. And we have no large organization behind us. We have just you, our wonderful listeners. Won't you go over to the phone right now and pledge to help each and every month to keep us on the air? Oh, I want to stay on the air. 1-800-845-2162. Just tell us what you can do as the Spirit leads. The address of the Faith Line is the Faith Line, Post Office Box 471, Welch's, Oregon 97067. And when you write, send me your prayer requests, and please send a photo of you as I pray for your request. Post Office Box 471, Welch's, Oregon 97067. Be sure to tune in the Faith Line each and every Saturday night, Sunday morning, right here on your dial. We're down here, two stories down under the satellite dish in the Love Grotto, just waiting to pray for you. The time that you were free, give me a call at 1-800-845-2162 or text me at 503-539-3012. I'll answer you. Now come back with me to the Love Grotto, where love rules. Welcome. Welcome to your personal light in the night, the Faith Line program.
I am not, O Lord. I have heard your voice told like a hope to me. But I long to God in the arms of faith, be closer drawn to thee.
Draw me nearer, Lord.
Nearer, blessed Lord.
To the cross. Oh, you out there. What is happening? We're entering into a brand new year. Now, don't tell me how bad it is. Don't tell me how bad it is. Well, I can't find a job. We'll move. Let's isn't that a simple thing, Hezekiah, when it, you know, people in radio are moving around all the time. Chris Belay went up to Seattle to find work. You know, they go wherever they can find work. But some people, you know, it's like they'll say, that when I was a little kid, now don't get mad at me for this because I was just a little kid. But my mother would say, eat that food. There are people starving to death in China. And I'd think, well, if I was in China, you know, I'd really think of this. I'd be out there sitting in the back in my walnut tree, and I'd be thinking about how if I was there, I'd start walking. I'd get to where there was some food. But people will just sit right there.
Come on now.
I told you God blessed me with a good sense of humor. You got to be able to see humor in everything around you. Joe, since we're having such a hard time here, you know, because I can't stay on track, I'm so happy. Could we have a quick word from you? Just a quick word.
Well, sure. How about Zoom? Or maybe whoosh?
Don't do that.
Well, you were doing it.
I guess I was. Well, the devil certainly has the world in a turmoil.
Oh, yeah, you're sure telling the truth there, Mother Twilla, because the future isn't what it used to be.
What do I do with that, Joe?
Well, you just ignore it. That's what I do.
Oh, my goodness gracious. This is a very strange and wonderful night here in the grotto. We're getting lots of calls. And we're getting calls asking for prayer. They're all written down. We will pray for you. You know, David, if you're listening out there, can I tell you something, David? I still enjoy the Johnson Smith catalog you sent me. I don't know if I've told you. I'm sure I have. But they haven't made that stuff in a long, long time. Although I have a catalog. That you sent me an original from the company that owns all of that now. You know, the itching powder and exploding cigars and all that stuff. The ventriloquism gizmo and the dumb, you know, all of that stuff. But I'll start reading that book in the middle of the night. I get up and I pray, and then I'll get my Johnson Smith & Company catalog out, and I'll start reading it. And the next thing you know, I'm making a list of what I want to order. And it's so funny. I love that thing. How much you, Ben? He's my project tonight. I want to see Ben smile. And call up and tell me something that he remembers that we can pass on to the public here. And tell me he remembers, well, he probably remembers who was the potter of the dishes on the Last Supper table. Yeah. Now, you're younger than I am, Ben.
Hey, why did the chicken cross the road?
Well, for various reasons, Ralph, but, you know, it was poultry in motion.
Where did you come up with that? These guys, aren't they funny? I hope you think they're funny. One guy one time wrote me a letter and told me that listening to the Faith Line was like watching a car wreck or a train wreck or something, you know. And I told him, I got your attention, didn't I? And then I snuck in about Jesus. That's the main thing. Now, let me read you something. As every man hath received... Well, we've already read that. Let's read the next one. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom. Our job here is to serve. And if you want to be first in the kingdom of God, then you have to be a servant to all. I pray to God that I'm serving you by bringing you the Word of God, by bringing you in the middle of the night in a world that's ugly, pretty bad right now. With this promise that God is still in control.
That's life.
That's life.
That's what all the people say. You're riding high in April, shot down in May. But I know I'm gonna change that tune. When I'm back on top in June, I said that's life.
We had snow up here in the Pacific Northwest this week, and it snarled traffic all over the Portland, Oregon area. Then it warmed up and returned to that constant rain that we're all so used to. I met with the Love Grotto Gang in the Lavender Blue Deli on Thursday afternoon. I think it was around 3:15 p.m. Would you like to listen?
I rotated the snow tires on the love bus this morning. That's quite a job.
Well, you're a conscientious man, Milford. You're to be commended.
Hey, look at the line over there at the latte counter. Isn't that great?
My goodness. How did you accomplish that, Ralph? I've never seen such an increase in business. How didn't you notice that Ralph changed the sign out in front? No, Mother Twilla, I hadn't noticed it at all. I guess when I came in, I was looking at you through the window there, and I just didn't read the sign.
Well, yeah, now we at the Lavender Blue Deli and Mobile Cafe. We attract the cell phone crowd and the laptop crowd and all those cyber guys.
Well, that's an excellent marketing ploy there, Ralph. Excellent.
Hey, it only costs us pennies a day for Wi-Fi.
Well, just look at them at the tables, gracious leader. They are all texting and emailing their little heads off. Wait a minute now. Do you mean I can go on the web with my iPhone here?
Yes, you can, Brother Jacob, but please don't do it. Please don't do it.
Well, I'll just answer my email, that's all. There isn't much of that.
Oh, there he goes. There he goes, just like the rest of them.
Oh, my goodness. Have you noticed how people are sitting together, but they're not talking to one another? They are texting to someone else who isn't there. Mercy me!
Well, what do you mean? What do you mean? What does it mean? I don't understand any of it.
They do the same thing in the stores and on the streets.
Well, I about ran over a young lady and her boyfriend with the love bus yesterday. They were both texting, and I don't think they were texting one another, and didn't even notice the love bus was coming along.
Victoria and I had some wonderful fish and chips earlier today.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's not listening. He's not listening at all.
Hey, where did you go, Mother Twilla?
Oh, those cigars. I took them to Frank's Flounder Emporium on 5th and Jackson is where we went.
Hey, I can make fish and chips. Shoot. That's what I do the best.
Mm-hmm. Oh, please, Commander, take your nose out of that phone for a while.
Well, yes, I just do not understand all of this cell phone mania. I'm not complaining. I'm not complaining at all. I'm just saying.
Well, Ralph, does you notice anything about that new clerk, Tony, that maybe you should call the police about?
Hey, no. I've looked at him 100 times, but I haven't seen anything like that. Here, let me move over and sit by you here, and I'll have a good look at him. Hey, no, Floyd, I don't see anything that warrants calling the police.
Well, neither do I guess that we won't call them then.
Oh, my goodness. There. There. My email is done. That is wonderful and a good addition to the ambiance here at the deli, Ralph.
I predict vision problems, hearing problems, cell phone thumb, and all kinds of things like that coming out of this cyber fad.
What, Joe?
Well, see there, your hearing has your hearing is starting to fade already.
Well, be nice, Joe. Please be nice.
I'm sorry, Mother Twilla, but sometimes I cannot resist.
Floyd, how is your personal love campaign coming along?
Well, dear, I'm giving away a lot of love this year, so I will get more love back given to me.
Yes, that's what I was asking about. How is it coming along so far? How is it working out for you, Floyd?
Well, so far, Brother Jacob, I just practicing, you know. So far, I have just been giving more love to Thelma, my pocket toad.
Ribbit!
Now, that's just silly.
Be nice, Mother Twilla. Be nice.
Well, I see what you mean, Joe. See what, Mother? Well, nothing. Just making a comment about my new hat, that's all.
Well, I, for one, think it is, it's an interesting hat.
Well, Sister Tina made that hat, Brother Jacob. It keeps the old head warm and has little froggies on it.
Boy, that was close, Mother. Has anyone volunteered to be a Faithline ambassador, Brother Jacob?
Sister Lisa says she wants to. And I'm sure others will step forward when they see how much fun it will be.
Well, yes, and how much fellowship they'll have and the benefits to their local churches.
Everything takes time, especially on radio. People don't listen constantly, you know.
Well, speaking of time, did I tell you about my idea for a time machine?
Hey, are you talking about a real time machine?
Yes, I am. But if perfected, we could only travel forward in time.
How could we do that, Joe?
Well, if I can develop or discover a compound that time cannot penetrate, I intend to build a very large structure out of that substance. You can go inside where you will be unaffected by time.
Now, let me get this straight. You mean live in there and grow your own food and all of that?
Well, yes, and a time will pass on the outside of that structure. I think I'll call it the no-time habitat, but it won't pass on the inside.
So if you stayed in there for 30 years, say, when you came out, everybody would be 30 years older, but you wouldn't age at all.
That's how it will work. That's exactly how it'll work.
Hey! You live in a bubble for 30 years?
Well, yes.
Whoa, that sounds pretty dullerino to me, boy. That's pretty dullerino.
I admit it. There are a few bugs to work out.
Oh, Joe, you are so smart.
I, for one, have to agree with Floyd.
Whoa, thank you, Brother Jacob. That doesn't happen very often at all.
Oh, my.
Well, there you have it. Another chapter in the ongoing saga that the Love Grotto Gang calls life. Be sure to be with us next week when you will hear Mr. Munn say,
"Ew, I couldn't take the bus in there."
Now play number 3 on that red and green CD.
Now ready.
Well, I'm going to try this one. You help me, Floyd.
And Abe.
That morning when this life is over, I'll fly away to the home on God's celestial shore. I'll fly away. I'll fly away, oh glory. I'll fly away
in the morning
when I die. Hallelujah, by and by. I'll fly away.
Yeah, he is.
When the shadows of this life's over, I'll fly away. Like the word from Prismar's flown, I'll fly away.
Well, I messed that up.
I'll fly away, oh glory, I'll fly away. Just a few more days and then I'll fly away to a land where joy shall never end. I'll fly away. I'll fly away, oh glory. I'll fly away when I die. Hallelujah, by and by.
Get their kicks stomping on a dream, but I don't let it get me down, 'cause this fine old world, it keeps spinning around.
KPDQ Radio, 93.9 FM.
People at the altar are kneeling down to pray. Some are finding mercy, forgiveness for their sins. Some are fighting battles and they're struggling to win. The time has come to give them to the Lord.
This is Brother Jacob.
You know that Christian love that I talk about here on the Faith Line? Well, you can find it at the Morse Clinic, 15932 Southeast Division, right here in Portland, Oregon. Not only do you receive modern health care, but you will receive love and prayer. Listen now. You haven't tried everything until you have tried the Morse Clinic for your health problems. Why not call them today? 503-760-6081. That's 503-760-6081. For Christian love and health care.
You're listening to The Faith Line on 800 KPDQ Portland and 93.9 KPDQ FM Portland, a service of Salem Communications.
A mother kneels beside them, thanking God they've come. An old man is standing there in tears, giving up a part of him that he's held back for years. Hearts are being broken, lives are being changed. Those who call upon him, they will never be the same. The time has come to give in to the Lord. That's what this altar is for. That's what this altar is for. You don't have to carry those burdens anymore. There's a light in the darkness. There's a love that's true. Jesus is waiting, he is waiting here for you. Go quickly now, before they...
You are listening to the Faith Line program, and this is Brother Jacob. I'm going to be right here with you until 3 a.m. Pacific time. Don't you touch that dial. To reach me down here in the Love Grotto, dial 503-786-9390 in Portland, Oregon, or 1-800-845-2162, literally, from wherever you are out there in the kingdom of God. Need a little love? Need some hope? Well, your dial is set just right. Whoa! And here we are. You know, we're, how many days now? This the third day of 2010? Maybe that doesn't make you happy. That makes me so happy. Because I can remember, 1937. Now, come on. Earlier than that, I guess. Hey, Loretta. Loretta's out there listening. Hi, Loretta. Boy, that's a good sister in the Lord. I know her personally. She's a good one. And who is this? Brother John in Chatsworth, California. And he has two boys, and he relates to our stories. Thank you. Let's see. Job offer, and he's got a government job, local, or is that what you want prayer for? Oh, he's got two job offers and doesn't know which one to take. There's what happens when you follow the Lord. People are out there saying, I've lost my job, I don't know what to do. And John is saying, which one should I take? Pray about it, we'll pray about it, and God will tell you which one to take. Oh, I got it just there. I hand those over so they won't get lost. And let's see. I want to send something out here. And to any of you that want one, I've got a picture of me dressed up, ready to go outside. I was outside when I took the picture. Outside at the break, wearing one of Sister Tina's hats. So I'm going to send that one to Sister Tina so she'll have it. There we go. Oh, man, look at that old man. Nice hat, though. That's a nice hat. If you want one of those pictures, just call 1-800-845-2162 and let me know, or text me at 503-539-3012. Well, and there are people listening on the web right now at lifeboat.org. You just go on there. You know how to get there. And hit listen, and we're streaming. And if you look around, you'll see that there's a bunch of archives there of what we call echo programs. They're not old programs. They're echoes. And here's somebody wants to know if I'll pray for him. Let's see who it is. Oh, this is Bruce. Sure, I'll pray for you, Bruce. I do anyway. You're on my list in my prayer book. Of course I will. Of course I will. Cody tells me, what did he eat too much of? He says he eats too many shortbread cookies. And so I told him, well, I eat too much cheese. I love cheese. You know, Hezekiah says he loves cheese. Have you ever tried that Mexican cheese? It's good. It's Mexicana cheese, they call it. It's good. It just kind of tastes like clobbered milk. It's really good. And then I wash it down with my homemade goat kefir. I eat way too much dairy. Yeah. The only thing that gives me fits when I eat it, I hate to even say it, but it's Swiss cheese. Oh, goodness gracious. Yeah, welcome. I sounded like that for about a day and a half after eating Swiss cheese. Well, do you want to quit eating it then? No, I love the way it tastes, Mother, so I can't do that. I'm giving you a little time here. I should have warned you, but I did last week if you were listening. We're going to celebrate the Lord's Supper. If you're new to the program, once a month we celebrate the Lord's Supper, usually on the last program of the month, but this month, last week, I got carried away preaching. I kept preaching. I had to keep it up. People are getting too much in a funk. They're all down. And we got to get up. You know, this country is not going to solve its problems as long as it's filled with people hating their life and hating the government and hating the country and hating the traffic and hating the weather. We have to love a little bit and pull together is what we have to do. Excuse me.
Well, why don't you use the cough button?
Because I forget it. I've only been on the air 16 years. Mother, and I forget that it's there.
Well, maybe if you last 32 years, you'll remember. You see it right there? It says COUGH, cough, right there on that button. All you have to do is push it, and then we wouldn't all have to listen to you cough.
Well, let's try it out right now. Did it work, Hezekiah? It worked. Oh, that's good to know. Now, if I can remember that it's there. Well, we go downstairs and go outside and let our little dog Ruby have a romp while the recorded Grotto Gang segment is on. And I took a picture. I sent it to Tina, so she's got it on her phone. If you'd like me to send it to you, just let me know, and I'll send it to you. Either text me or call 1-800-845-2162. There, I forgot it again.
Well, you know, now you're as slow a learner as I is, and you doesn't daydream much.
Yes, I do. Sometimes, Floyd, I daydream at night. I lie in bed, and I admit it, I listen to books on tape. They used to be, now they're on CD. And sometimes I have to listen to one CD three times, because I just go into a daydream. And I think about all kinds of things, and the next thing I know, I hear this Englishman saying,
"End of side four."
And then, well, I didn't hear side four. I didn't hear that. So I start it again, and I fall asleep again. Here, Dave wants that picture. I'll send it to you. I hope it doesn't break your camera. I'll send it to you right after the Lord's Supper. And each time that we celebrate the Lord's Supper, I like to talk to you just a little bit first about why we celebrate communion together. The Lord commanded us to do this in remembrance of me. In remembrance of what? The Bible tells us that the demons in hell remember. They know. They know all about God. The devil knows all about God, and it doesn't save them at all. But what did he want us to remember about him? He wanted us to remember that this world was in sin, and it's in sin now. And he tried at first to talk directly to man, and it did no good. They didn't believe. Or if they believed it, it didn't do any good. And then they asked for kings. They wanted kings. So he gave them kings, and he talked to their kings, and that didn't help. That didn't save anyone. He gave them priests, and the priests would sacrifice little animals for them. I've read some about that temple, and how they would work 24 hours a day in shifts. The priests would, sacrificing animals. The blood, just ran out in a small creek. The smoke went up into heaven from the pits where they burnt the meat. But it didn't save man. See, you'd take a a little goat or a little bullock and or a little pigeon, and you'd buy it, and then you'd give it to them, and they would put your hand on the head of that animal as they sacrificed it. And it had to be spotless. It had to be perfect in all ways. And you could walk out of there, your sins were forgiven. But our minds, you've talked to God, and you say, oh, God, I'm just, forgive me for all the things that I've done that have offended you, Lord. Oh, forgive me. And he does immediately. But 10 minutes later, you're thinking a bad thought, or you're doing something that you know that you shouldn't be doing, or you're not doing something that you know that God wants you to do. And so back you'd have to go to the tabernacle if it were those days. So God looked down, and he saw the dilemma that man was in. He was born with his sin as the result of the fall in the garden, and there was no way for him to escape it, no way at all. Now, if you or I were God, God forbid, because we would take the universe and all that is made, and we'd wad it up and throw it in the heavenly trash bin and start all over. But not our God. He loved us so very much that he sent his only begotten Son down to die for us. You see, he demanded a perfect sacrifice, one without blemish. And the only one that is truly without sin. The Bible says there is no righteous man, no, not one. All have sinned and fell short of the glory of God, except Jesus. Jesus was tempted in all ways that we are, but there was no sin in him. So he sent him, and he came. Now that's what we celebrate, that he came. God knows the beginning and the middle and the end to everything, and Jesus is the third part of the Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. He knew what was going to happen when he came. But he came anyway, and dear one, I believe that if there had been no one on this planet, no one in this world except you, he would have come and died for you. I remember when I was a new Christian, and I knew this older lady that had been a teacher of mine. She said, we have to have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. I couldn't understand what she was talking about. I'm sure that you've thought about it. A personal relationship. How can we do that? I tell people now, that's my Jesus. See, you can't have him. You've got yours. And they look at me very strange. But if you have your mother is there, and you still love she's still alive, and you love your mother, she loves you, and she loves your sister, and she loves your brother. Each one different. Each one of you have a relationship with her that's different from all the rest. And that's the way we are. Each one of us has a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. A personal relationship. He reads our hearts and not our minds. He reads our minds, of course. He knows. He's omnipresent. He knows your thoughts. So when I talk to God, I talk to God in my mind, because I know that the devil is not omnipresent. He can't hear that. But when I praise God, I praise him out loud, because the devil hears that and he runs. He resists. And he'll tell you, oh, there is no God. Where's your God now? For every single promise God has made, he has a caveat, they call it today, a legal term. There's a hook. It's what we used to call it. There is therefore now no condemnation for those that are in Christ Jesus. Romans 8:1. But now look, there's a semicolon there. And then it says, for those who follow the Spirit and not the flesh. Some will abandon that. Every promise has what he wants you to do for him first. If you want to get, you must give. I come on every week and I ask you to give to God's work. And everybody, not everybody, but so many will say to me, as soon as God blesses me, then I'll give to his work. It doesn't work that way. If you want love, Floyd knows, you know, if you want love, you give love away. Well, I don't have any friends. Do you know that right there in your neighborhood are people who are just, they're hungry to meet you? They make such good friends. If you just reach out to them, then they'll reach out to you. Someone has to make the first move. God is good, and Jesus is wonderful. Jesus gave his life for us. Sometimes when we think about it, we don't think about it correctly. Now, he was hung on that cross and he died. See, we think, well, he was God, he wasn't really dead. Yes, he had to suffer death. He actually died. So he exercised the faith that we have to exercise. He had to have faith that his Father would get him out of that grave. We have to have faith that Jesus will get us out of our grave. Are you with me? Praise God that he came. Now Paul tells us that before we celebrate the Lord's Supper together, we should pray. We should search ourselves for sin and confess those sins to God and ask for his forgiveness. Let's take a moment just now to give each of us an opportunity to repent to God. O Lord, you're such a merciful God. You're such a loving God. You've left us with your word. You told us exactly what we must do. And yet, there are those times that we follow our own pride and our own ego and do what we want, ignoring your will. And that is sin. Lord, when we do that, the wages of sin are death. We hurt ourselves and we hurt those around us, but we offend you. Oh, we're so sorry we offend you, Lord. Forgive us. And Lord, there are times when your Spirit tells us what we should do. And we hear, but we ignore. and follow our own pride and our own ego. And those, Lord, are the sins of omission. Father, we ask you to forgive us for those as well, and help us to do better in the future, God. Help us to do better. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. And now I'm holding up the bread. And the Bible says, while they were eating, Jesus took bread and gave thanks and broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body." We thank you, Lord. We thank you for the pain that you suffered and the humiliation. We thank you, Lord. And now I'm holding up the cup. And the Word of God says, "Then he took the cup, gave thanks, and offered it to them, saying, 'Drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins.'" Oh, dear Lord, without you, where would we be? And then our Lord Jesus Christ uttered this promise. He said, "I tell you, I will not drink of this fruit of the vine from now on until that day," oh, hallelujah, "that day when I drink it anew with you in my Father's kingdom." And I would read you one more verse. Matthew 26:40-41. "Watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the body is weak." Amen and amen. Now let's just take a minute or two to contemplate what you and I have done here together in the middle of the night. Let's resolve to live for Christ from now on. Let's resolve to quit complaining about our life and to change it for the better. Let's reach out to others. Let's obey God and love Him above all else and love one another. Right there with you in that jail cell.
And your gentle voice still lingers
on and on. He's with you, Jeru.
You're everywhere. Your tender, loving
Dave.
Still remains.
It's going to be all right because he's right there with you. He loves you so,
but your goodness stays on. And I thank you for these precious memories.
Oh, Lord, we thank you.
For without them, it ain't worth living. And I think about the love you're giving. And it almost
Dennis. He's right there with you. Tanya. Big Wave Dave, he loves you. Jerry. He's with you all day long. Karen. Oh, he loves you, Karen. Bob and Mara Lee and Kevin and all those people up there in Index. Oh, he's with you. To listen to this
angels
one.
Cry holy
around the throne.
While people are standing
in the streets alone.
Can't you hear him calling?
It's time to come home.
Just give him your heart.
Never be alone. Oh, you are listening to the Faithline program, where we're about to enter that final one half hour, that time when the clock on the tower will toll. And dear one, the world is about to enter that time when the trump will sound and Jesus will come to take us home. Are you ready?
Just give him your heart today. He'll make it brand new.
Come on, give me a call. That's 1-800-845-2162. Let's get it right. Go to bed tonight with a little peace in your heart.
His love is pouring out like rain.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
To stop the hurting.
You're going to stop all that hurting.
And all of your pain.
All of that pain.
He's calling for you.
He's calling for you.
He's calling your name.
He's calling your name.
Just give him your heart. Today, you'll never be the same.
Give me a call.
He's calling for you.
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 He's calling for you right now. He's calling for you right now. Power means the ability to be, do, or have whatever you want as long as it is within God's will. Are you lacking power in your life? Then if you are, you need my new CD, Holy Ghost Power. Send for it today. Just call 1-800-845-2162 and tell whoever answers the phone, I want Holy Ghost power in my life. The donation is $9.95 and $1.50 for postage, of course. That's Holy Ghost power. Call today. 1-800-845-2162. In fact, do it right now. Get the Holy Ghost in His power working in your life.
Yes, dear one. We know that God is going to pull this great country of ours out of this financial crisis that we find ourselves in. But right now, the ministries in this country are suffering. Donations are down. In the case of your Faithline, they're down
by over 50%. But our bills go on. We have to pay for airtime, and oh, it's expensive. We have to pay for specialized phone lines and for satellite time and printing costs, and I could just go on and on, but the bill never stops. And we have no large organization behind us. We have just you, our wonderful listeners. Won't you go over to the phone right now and pledge to help each and every month to keep us on the air? Oh, I want to stay on the air. 1-800-845-2162. Just tell us what you can do as the Spirit leads. Your Faith Line is supported by the Morse Clinic in Southeast Portland, Oregon, where they treat the cause of your health problem and not just your symptoms. And by donations from our listeners just like you. The address of the Faith Line is the Faith Line, Post Office Box 471, Welch's, Oregon 97067. And when you write, send me your prayer requests, and please send a photo. I like to look at a picture of you as I pray for your requests. That's Post Office Box 471, Welch's, Oregon 97067. Sure to tune in the Faith Line each and every Saturday night, Sunday morning, right here on your dial. We're down here, two stories down under the satellite dish in the Love Grotto, just waiting to pray for you. The time that you were free, give me a call at 1-800-845-2162 or text me at 503-539-3012. I'll answer you. Now come back with me to the Love Grotto, where love rules. Oh, Albertina, you look so beautiful.
Life can be so beautiful.
In knowing Jesus.
Life can be so marvelous
in knowing Him.
Life can be so wonderful.
So wonderful.
In knowing Jesus. Because His love can cover.
All of our sins. Did you get that? Not just a part of them. You know, there's so many people out there that think, well, I got to read through the Bible in a year. That's good. There's nothing wrong with that. I've got to pray more. That's good. I'm going to go to church more. That's wonderful. But none of those things are going to get you any more saved than you are when you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. There's So Shields. He wanted to see my hat. Now, look at the hat and don't look at this old man. Don't break your phone now. I went out on a break. We go out during the Love Grotto skit and we get our little dog, you know, and I give her a piece of jerky, and she goes potty, and she runs around and goes blah, 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 blah. You know how cockapoos are. And I had on one of Tina's hats, and so I thought, well, get a picture of me here. I'll let everybody have a look at those hats, because once we get our website going, I'm going to let her put some up there, get some money in her jeans, you know. She needs to have a little moolah. So we'll put some of them up there. I think she does a wonderful job. Don't just cover up my face there, so she'll, and you know, look at the hat. I can't believe it. She learned it out of a book. And Renee, she learned jewelry making out of a book, but she doesn't do that a lot anymore. She works so hard. Now she's saying over there, I do too. Well, I guess so. I wear her bracelets. You know, I was wearing bracelets when men wouldn't wear bracelets. They just wouldn't wear them. I wore one. I think I've piled up, though. I've got on one of Lovkin's bracelets. And I think I got the one that's too big for me, Lovkin. Because it keeps slipping down my arm and under my shirt sleeve. And I wonder, where did it go? I hope you've enjoyed tonight, and I hope you've learned something here. And what I've tried to bring you is that it's going to be all right. Life is what you turn it into. If you can't figure it all out and how to get what you want on this planet, next week, or, you know, you could call the prayer line, 503-539-3012, and get the greatest mystery in history. And find out how to do it. And then if you'll do it, as most won't, I guarantee you, you'll get everything that you want. Let me tell you something. You won't believe it, but I'm going to tell you the truth. If I need a computer for my ministry, God's ministry, I ask him for it, and then I follow the rules on that disc, and it comes. I don't have to go out and spend a lot of money to get one. Our old car developed some kind of a leak and kept costing us money, never could find it. And so we applied the rules and talked to God about it. And we've got the nicest little car. We didn't have to go out and search all over for it. That's the way we live our lives, see? And I'd like to share that with you. Trust God and follow the rules. Get that CD. Start the new year outright. Get what your heart desires. As long as it's within God's will, he'll give it to you. But you got to follow the rules. Send for it. Do it today.
Think about a lullaby. Baby, close your eyes, don't cry. Think about a lullaby. Let me sing you off to sleep.
And I'll tell you a story.
Let daddy pray your soul to keep. It's safe here with your mom and I.
Think about a lullaby. All right now, no more excuses. Time for you to go to sleep. Pull those covers right up underneath your chin. Make yourself real comfortable. Reach over there and grab that teddy bear or that long pillow or whatever it is that you hug in the night. Close your little eyes and I'll tell you a story. When I was a kid, my brother and I wondered what all of this hoopla was about the new year. We couldn't figure out what was new, what was going to happen here. How come everybody was so excited? My mother was so excited. Well, I'm so glad 1937 is over. What a terrible year. Now we have a chance for new beginnings.
Well, I'm for one, I'm going to make a few resolutions. I'm going to lose a little bit of weight. That's one thing I'm going to do. And I fully intend to make more money this year.
Well, I certainly hope so. And my grandfather, he had ideas on it, too.
Well, I'm just sorry that time passes so fast. I'm getting older and getting closer to the end of the trail.
And Grandma would argue with him. Now, well, don't be like that. You've had a good life.
Well, I know I've had a good life, but I'm not ready to say quits.
Well, no one ever is, but, you know, this is going to be a wonderful year. You just watch and see. It's going to be just wonderful. My brother and I still wondered, what was it all about? We couldn't see anything that was different. Nothing looked different.
Oh, you know, it doesn't look different to me. Does it look different to you?
He knew it didn't look different to me at all. I've looked at everything. All my toys look the same, and everything. You know, I looked at the sky, and it looks the same.
Well, you know, it's just another day, that's all. It's January, another month again, that's all. It's been there before, now it's there again. I doesn't understand what they get so excited about.
Well, the sky looks the same. What's a big deal? There's no, you know, there's nothing happening.
Well, you know, I got an idea. Something must have changed that we're not seeing. That's all there is to it. Because everybody's excited about a new year. They say it's new, and I don't see anything new, and you don't see anything new. Let's just take a walk around the town and see what's different.
Hey, that's a good idea.
So, my brother and I first decided to explore the railroad yards. They were close to our house, you see. And we walked up the path and by the roundhouse and up on the tracks, and I couldn't see anything different.
Well, that all looks pretty much the same, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, let's walk down by the railroad depot and see if it's changed down there.
So we walked and walked. It's quite a little jaunt. And we got down to the railroad depot and looked at it, and it looked all the same. And a man came out, and he said,
Happy New Year, kids! Happy New Year!
Well, I'm happy. That was what I was thinking. But I don't see anything new about it. And we asked him, What's new about this year? What's new? We can't see anything new. And he said, Nothing at all. He just laughed at us. So we walked over to the school grounds to see if anything was new over there.
Well, that looks like the same old basketball hoop without anything on it that we've had all the time.
Yeah, look at that. The slide looks the same. I think I'll go up there and slide down.
Well, be careful, because Mom doesn't know we're over here, you know.
I'll be careful.
He slid down the slide, and we played on the merry-go-round, but it all seemed the same to us. We couldn't see that anything had changed. I decided if things were going to look different, if things were going to look new, it'd be on the Time Street, so we went over to Upham Street. We called it the Time Street because the numbers were like the years. If we walked right around the block and over to Upham Street, there it was. There it was. 1938. My golly, you know, the number on the house I'm talking about. And the closer you got to town, the smaller the numbers, and you'd go back in time. And if you went the other way to the left, well, the numbers got bigger, and you went forward in time. But nothing had changed. There were still the same old cracks in the sidewalk, and the numbers on the houses were all the same. So we decided to go over to the vacant lot.
Well, let's go over to the vacant lot, over to our hideout, and see if anything's changed over there. Something's got to be new in this town. It's got to be new. They say it's a new year.
So over we went. All of the grass was pounded down that time of the year. There wasn't hardly anything left. The city had come through and burned it all down, and then the fences were all wet from rain and fog. It looked all the same to us. So we went over to the stink bean tree.
Well, let's see if our stink bean tree is any different.
And we walked over to it, and well, there's nothing different about the stink bean tree.
Well, let's get some of these stink beans while we're here. I'll put some in my pocket.
Oh, boy, yeah, I'll get some, too. I'd like to have some when I go back to school, boy. Those kids don't know where this stink bean tree is, so I'll get some, too.
And we got the stink beans, and oh, we get in trouble for those. Little black beans and that came in a pod. If I ever meet you, I'll tell you where that tree is. And you crush those beans and put a little saliva on them. And, oh, they stink. And you can leave them around where people don't know what they are. And they cause all kinds of havoc. We went downtown. We walked up and down the streets. There were only three. And we couldn't see anything different. Everything looked exactly the same. So we went over to our store, Sue's Sundries. Now, Sue, I wished I knew her last name, but I don't. And we walked in there, and you know, it was a hangout for kids our age. If she didn't have it, you didn't need it if you were 9, 10, 11 years old. We walked in, and I looked, and I,
ooh, look at that. She got new comic books. There are new comic books there.
Hey, I never saw Captain Marvel Jr. before.
Oh, look at that. Look at that, we said. Well, dears, I've got a new punch board, and have you seen the new pinball machine?
Oh, no, I never saw anything like that. What did that do? What did that big machine do?
Well, here, I'll let you play a free game. And she showed us how to work the little flippers, and she put a nickel in for us. That's what it cost. And she showed us how to play a game, and then she gave us another nickel so that we could play it.
Oh, this is wonderful.
Well, yes, and I have a new stamp club and that's going to be meeting on Thursday, and I hope you're here. And I have new ice cream flavors.
Oh, my goodness gracious, this is a new year.
Sue always was happy. She was always interested in us. Her radio played. She had a little tiny radio up on the shelf, and it played our tunes. You know, Sue's Sundries was our hangout. She loved us kids, and she sure made her living. Yeah, you know, I know she made her living with it, but it couldn't have been much, and she loved us kids. You know, when I was in my 20s, I met Sue again in a hotel there in town. She was an old lady then. Her hair was gray. And she walked with a walker. But she said, well, hello, Jacob. I haven't seen you in 20 years. How are you? What a wonderful woman she was. I just hope that when I get to heaven, that Sue is there. I know she will be. And she has a store that has all those things that us kids love to have. Because when I get to heaven, I'm going to ask the Lord to let me be 9 years old for a while. And I'll need Sue's sundries. I hope you'll come in and have one of the new flavors and play that old pinball machine with me. Won't that be something? Good night.
Think about a butterfly. Think about a lullaby. Think about a cloud in the sky. You can count your little sheep, but baby, you got to go to sleep. And baby, please don't you cry. Think about a lullaby. Think about a lullaby.
It's time to say goodbye. There's no more excuses, no more tears to cry. There's been so many changes. I was so happy.
We've reached the end of another Faithline program, but the work of the Faithline goes on, and this is Brother Jacob. I want you to remember that our lives are not based on hope. Our lives are based on faith. Faith in the sacrifice of our Lord Jesus Christ, His precious blood on the cross. And until we meet right here, the same time, same station next week, remember, God loves you, and so do I.
This is Michael Carr asking you to be sure to tune in again next week, Saturday night, Sunday morning, at the same time, for another Faithline with Pastor T.L. Jacob. Send your prayer requests and offerings to The Faithline, P.O. Box 471, Welch's, Oregon, 97067. And remember, this mighty outreach of hope and love would not be possible without the prayers and financial support of our listeners.